The first explosion happened when a man wearing a vest filled with explosives walked into a coffee shop and blew himself up. Seconds later, more people were killed when a bomb went off beneath a parked car outside a restaurant. That violence comes as Iraqi authorities prepare to announce the results of last month's elections. And an international team that's been looking at the vote in Iraq has found a number of violations and cases of fraud, but the 10-nation monitoring team led by Canada is suggesting changes for future balloting, but they're not questioning the final results. The results are supposed to be coming up probably tomorrow. They're expecting to show a large victory for Shiite parties. Sunni Arab leaders denounced the voting, and they say they want a new election. The report today says some of Iraq's 220,000 election workers violated their code of conduct with what were called questionable or illegal practices. It says some Iraqi security forces voted on election day after they had earlier cast ballots on a day which was set aside for them. Still, the team said Iraqis should be commended for an election that operated pretty well under harsh circumstances. A tape promising new attacks against the U.S. and proposing a truce has surfaced from Osama bin Laden. A CIA official says the audio tape played on Al Jazeera was bin Laden. The tape says new attacks will come against the U.S. when preparations are finished. The White House says the release of Iraqi women being held by the U.S. military does not appear imminent as the deadline nears for hostage American journalist Jill Carroll. Militants holding Carroll say they will kill her unless Iraqi women are released by Friday evening. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We, on tonight's program, in our little segment, Hope in a Hopeless World, we're going to be joined by a Democratic candidate for Congress from here in the Metro Atlanta area. His name is Alan Burns, and he'll join us, at the bottom of the hour, Kathy? All right. He's from Cobb County, Georgia, which is one of the Republican strongholds in the counties that surround Metro Atlanta. He is running against Republican John Linder in the 7th District, and he needs your support. So we'll be talking to him, Alan Burns, in the 7th Congressional District here in Georgia. A couple of emails. Oh, for our listeners in New York City, for the people who listen to this program on WLIB in New York, we have a bit of news for you. We might as well get it out here right now. Starting Monday coming, my program is not going to be available on WLIB. It will be available on XM Satellite Radio and the Internet. Now, hopefully this is a temporary situation for Air America. What will be in my time slot on WLIB from 10 p.m. until midnight is a syndicated program, syndicated by ABC Radio Network, I believe, called the Satellite Sisters. I don't know what it is. Kathy tells me it's a lifestyle program. Now, the reason Air America is doing this is a matter of revenue, simply. This network, Air America Radio, that so many people are finding is still struggling. And we're going to continue to struggle for a while, but the corner has to be turned in 2006, this year. Now, when I say struggle, I mean financially. This has been an uphill battle. We've had some ugliness to overcome at the beginning because of a couple of people who wormed their way into the creation of this network at the beginning, whose messes we've had to clean up. Now, the Satellite Sisters syndicated program, I believe the syndicating company handling it is ABC Radio Network, and they offered a substantial fee to Air America to carry that program 10 to midnight. When I was first told by the executives at Air America, it's a little bit upsetting, but this should be a temporary measure, because what Air America is going to do is to try to find another outlet in the New York City market, another station that will carry this program, and perhaps carry all 3 hours. You folks who listen on WLIB know that LIB only carries 2 hours of a three-hour program. So tonight and tomorrow night are the last live broadcasts of this program on WLIB in New York. It only affects the New York market, nothing else. And hopefully it's only temporary. And I have agreed to this. This is not something that's being done to me or against me or anything of the sort. Now, I know it's going to be spun by people who love to spin anything that Air America does. But that's the reason I'm telling you this right now. I'm in Atlanta. No Air America executives holding a gun to my head. They don't have my child in hostage. The best of Malloy programs on the weekend on WLIB will continue. But as far as this program being on WLIB in the New York City market only, tonight and tomorrow night are the last two times you'll be able to hear it on that radio station. Now, hopefully, Air America will find another radio station outlet. I don't know who it would be in New York. There are all sorts of radio stations there. And since we had such a good book in the fall book, tremendous increase in male listeners in the New York market, I don't think there's going to be much of a problem. But when you tune in Monday night and you hear the Satellite Sisters, I know a lot of people who listen to this program are not listening right now. So it's going to be like, oh, my God! We'll have an announcement at MikeMalloy.com. Air America Radio will have something, I'm sure, at the company website. And again, this changes nothing as far as my relationship with Air America or theirs with me. Nothing. Except on WLIB, we will not be carried in the New York market. And again, Air America is working diligently to find another radio station outlet in New York City. So, okay, now, what I want to do is Air America is going to set up probably tomorrow a phone line. If you feel the need to call the company about this and bitch or whatever, or say, yay, I'm glad you got rid of him, whatever you need to do is all right with me. But I hope you just let this ride. And tonight, as the program progresses, we really don't want to talk about this. Is not a relevant topic to talk about. Again, the only thing that's changing here is we're not going to be on LIB in New York City after Friday night, but we will still be in the market via the internet, via XM satellite radio, and hopefully very quickly a different radio station. All right, so there's no point in talking about it on the program tonight. This only affects the New York market, and frankly, I just, that's the whole story. There's nothing I can tell you. So it's not like there's some big separation. Oh, they got Malloy! No. Please don't go there, okay? No conspiracy theories. Please don't, all right? This is a money situation. It was clearly explained to me by Air America executives, and I completely agree. I want to see the networks survive. And this is the year that Air America has got to become profitable. All right? Everybody, Jesus, I'm getting emails already saying, no, please, it's not outrageous, it's not ugly, it's not horrible. This is how the business works. This is just how radio works, all right? Okay. It's not a ratings issue. In fact, we have some of the best ratings on the network in our time slot. So don't go there. Just understand that this will be we'll land, and Air America is going to handle this. Not me. I don't have to get out on the street in New York and say, "Take my radio program." Air America is going to handle this. All right. So, but just don't go out of your tree about this. I just don't want to get into any weirdness, because there is none. Trust me, if there was weirdness here, I would tell you. Now, the big news today is the Bin Laden tape, and I have gotten just an enormous number of emails from listeners who, of course, are not buying it, who see this as just one more example of the machinations of this fascist Bush crime family. And when we come back from this break, which is coming up here in a few seconds, I want to share a couple of these emails with you, and we'll talk about it. And then again, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by the candidate from the 7th District here in the Metro Atlanta area. And then the rest of the program tonight is usual stuff that we do. All right? So just roll with what I just told you. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Can we start the music, Kathy? Because I'm out of things for this segment. All right? Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Stay with us.
I don't believe it. I just don't spend that much time on it. I truly am not that concerned about him.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
I was holding on to my granddad's hand. He was pointing to the promised land that lay.
And it was called the PDB. There was a warning about bin Laden's desires on America. Frankly, I didn't think that was anything new.
Betray the earth beneath your feet, and we walked on the reservation road. And just for that one moment, we were racing with the wind.
21 past the hour. All right, some of these emails, I want to share some of these with you regarding the announcement today of the new bin Laden tape. And yeah, it irritates the hell out of me, too. I mean, it really does. But anyway, the first one here is from, who's this from? Rusty? Hey, Mike, well, it looks like the Bush crime family has dug up bin Laden from the grave just when the political scandals are hitting the airways. The great shrub is trying very hard to get the attention away from him and the other bozos that are in trouble. Only this time, we the people of America know better, but that may not be enough to stop him and his war hawks from stripping us of our rights. After all, he did say that the next terrorist attack on America would indeed be the end of our civil liberties and that he would install martial law and then put the 08 election off until he sees fit. I guess that Gore and Mrs. Clinton really scared him. The word impeachment gets used in the mainstream media for once, and he digs up a dead guy to put the fear back into America. I guess that he needed to try to bring his numbers up again. But we the people see the truth, thanks to you and many other people that are working hard to get America back from the lying oil gods. Hopefully we are not too late to put a stop to the neocon death cult. Yeah, I hear you. From Terry in Lincoln Park, Michigan, consider for a moment that the latest Osama tape is just another bit of the Bush regime's strategy. The tape was, quote, authenticated, close quote, very quickly. We certainly have the technology to fake a tape, and of course we've been busy controlling Middle East media, not to mention our own. It would then stand to reason that Bush wasn't, quote, informed right away, close quote. He already knew it was coming. What better way to again divert media attention from the Republican crises? It keeps the fear going and labels those of us clamoring for withdrawal as giving in to Osama. But then Bush and company would never think of stooping to such a level of deceit. They live on that, Terry. You know as well as I do. This came as a fax from a California Truth Seeker. With yet another supposedly terrifying Osama bin Laden audio tape gracing our nation's airwaves, let's never forget that in 2002, our own General Myers explained that, quote, the goal has never been to get bin Laden, end quote. The general's quote can be found in a September 6, 2003 article by Michael Meacher in The Guardian of the UK, insightfully titled, "This War on Terrorism is Bogus." Mr. Meacher, a former member of the British Parliament, was the UK's environmental minister from May 97 to June 2003. The following is an excerpt from his article from his 2005 book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, blah, 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 blah. Here's the quote. The former U.S. federal crimes prosecutor John Loftus has said, quote, the information provided by European intelligence services prior to 9/11 was so extensive that it is no longer possible for either the CIA or FBI to assert a defense of incompetence, end quote. Nor is U.S. response after 9/11 any better. No serious attempt has ever been made to catch bin Laden. In late September and early October 2001, leaders of Pakistan's two Islamist parties negotiated bin Laden's extradition to Pakistan to stand trial for the September 11th attack. However, a U.S. official said significantly that, quote, casting our objectives too narrowly, close quote, risked, quote, a premature collapse of the international effort if by some lucky chance Mr. bin Laden was captured, close quote. The U.S. chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Myers, went so far as to say that, quote, the goal has never been to get bin Laden, close quote. Hi. What else we got here? Now, this is from Al Jazeera. So the translation to English, I don't know how good it is. It says, bin Laden offers Americans truce. In an audio tape broadcast on Al Jazeera, Osama bin Laden has warned that Al-Qaeda is preparing an attack very soon that also offers Americans a long-term truce. The voice attributed to bin Laden and apparently addressing Americans said, quote, the new operations of Al-Qaeda has not happened, not because we could not penetrate the security measures. It is being prepared, and you'll see it in your homeland very soon, end quote. But the voice on the tape, which appeared to be aimed at the American public, also offered a truce. Quote, we do not mind establishing a long-term truce between us and you, close quote. The tape, broadcast by Al Jazeera on Thursday evening, but dated December last year, comes after a year of silence from the Al-Qaeda leader. It began, quote, this message is about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and how to end those wars. It is not my intention to talk to you about this because those wars are definitely going our way, but what triggered my desire to talk to you is the continuous deliberate misinformation given by your President Bush when it comes to polls made in your home country which reveal that the majority of your people are willing to withdraw U.S. forces from Iraq. We know that the majority of your people want this war to end. An opinion poll showed the Americans do not want to fight the Muslims on Muslim land, nor do they want to fight Muslims, nor do they want Muslims to fight them on their land. And there's more. We'll share it with you when a little bit later in the program. So the consensus that I'm getting is that most people just see this as more hog snot from the Bush crime family. Wow. See, that's what they've done. They've destroyed our ability, the Bush crime family has, to listen to anything they say and give it any credence at all.
Well, truth is my addiction. Strangers fill the fiction. Wider than the sky.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Brooks Pharmacy, Eckerd Pharmacy, and other fine stores.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. All right. Another segment here of what our producer calls Hope in a Hopeless World, which is taken from what song? Who is that, Kathy? Widespread Panic. It is our intention to introduce via this program over the course of the next few months as many candidates for office in the Democratic primaries that are coming up as we possibly can. We are looking for Democratic candidates who are willing to stand up against the Bush crime family, against the Republican Party, and frankly, against some of the leadership of the Democratic Party already in power. Joining us now is, we hope, one of those candidates. His name is Alan Burns. He's running for Congress from Georgia's 7th District, which, as I said, is Cobb County, Georgia, which is currently being represented by John Linder, in my opinion, a right-winger who needs to be retired and go back to doing whatever he did before he became Congressman. Alan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. I wanted to just start out very quickly with your position on those issues that you and I both know are central to Americans right now. Without my enumerating them, I think we understand what those issues are. So if you can give us a synopsis here of your position on those key issues. And by the way, his website is alanburns.com, A-L-L-A-N, burns.com. And the other reason we're having these candidates on is so that they can reach across the country. As you know, every single candidate we have on this program is looking for contributions to fight against what's happening in this country and any other help that you might be able to give them. So I'm sorry to inject that, Alan, after I asked you a question, but I wanted to get that out there.
No, I appreciate that. So.
Okay, your position on these key issues, if you would.
Sure, yeah. Well, I guess we'll start with Iraq. I know that's an issue that you're keenly interested in and aware of. And, I mean, my basic position is I support John Murtha's position, which is we need to begin immediate withdrawal, redeployment of our troops. I think that, we can debate the how we were misled into this war at a later time, and I think that's vitally important that we do that. But it, for the moment, the most important issue is to get our troops home, get us out of there, and allow the Iraqis to assume control.
All right, what about the argument that will surely come from John Linder, if you do become the Democratic candidate here, that this is a cut-and-run philosophy, that we can't afford to do this, that the country would descend into a civil war, which, frankly, I think it's already in, and the most asinine statement is the one, whoever made it, I don't know who made it, maybe it's apocryphal, maybe no one made it, but the Pottery Barn statement, we broke it, it's up to us to fix it. So how are you going to respond when the Republican incumbent goes after you as being advocating cut and run, as you know they will?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's what we're talking about here is obviously not just an immediate pullout and a cut and run philosophy. It's a redeployment of our troops in the region so that we can provide assistance militarily to the Iraqi government as long as there is an Iraqi government that we can identify to provide assistance to. As you say, that and it's very true that the country does appear to be spiraling into a civil war, and our presence there is not going to help that situation, at all. It's only going to hinder it. And I think a policy of redeployment of our troops in the region, that where we can respond militarily if called upon, and it's in our interest to do so, is the best policy for diffusing the insurgency, which is really attacking the United States and our servicemen over there. So,
and you're right. If we didn't have troops there, we wouldn't be attacked. I shudder to think. Well, I know what I would do. I'm a liberal with a gun, several of them, and I know if somebody invaded my country, I don't give a damn what the reason was. At some point, I would resist.
Even if my
resistance would be seen by the invading country as somehow supporting the dictator that they came in and overthrew. I don't care. It's my country. I will fight. And I am armed, and I know how to use these weapons. So I would imagine that a lot of Iraqis feel the same way.
Yeah, and I don't think that we have a very open-ended occupation there right now. President Bush talks about you know, we're only going to stay there as long as we need to, but there doesn't seem to be really any kind of an end game in sight. And I think once we let the Iraqi people know that we, you know, we are leaving and we're leaving by a specified date, that's going to energize them to take responsibility for securing their own nation and let them know that we don't have intentions to be there indefinitely. And I think that's really up in the air right now. I think the Iraqi people aren't sure whether we're going to be there for, you know, 6 months or 6 years or, you know, 6 years. You know.
All right, let's talk a bit here about the economy. Bush touts the fact that we've had quarter after quarter here, and we have, of economic growth. What he leaves out. Is that economic growth is being fueled by increase in corporate profits. It is not an indication of working men and women, people who work for wages, people who do not, or salaries, people who do not make their money from income investments, but people who actually get out and work. Their incomes have become stagnant, especially those people who work on an hourly basis. Salaried workers in so many professions are being asked to give back hard fought for and won in employment benefits. What would you do as one member out of 435 to address this problem of economic stagnation?
Well, you know, part of my platform, I guess, is energy independence, and I think we have a whole untapped resource in this country for moving the country toward energy independence and creating, you know, a whole new industry of jobs and high quality jobs and jobs that are going to stay in this country, by the way, and not going to be outsourced.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think we have to move the economy forward, but we have to do so by creating quality jobs that people in this country can take. And you know, you're right. I think wages have for the last 5 years have been flat or even fallen, and
mm-hmm.
You know, we have to get the economy on track, but we have to get it on track by creating quality jobs that pay people a decent wage.
So you're looking at developing other forms of energy other than the fossil fuel based, and the technologies to do that would produce an abundance of jobs, sort of like Kennedy's a moonshot thing produced so many industries that back in 62 were unheard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. In fact, there's the new Apollo Energy Project, which aims to do just that, which is to focus the nation on energy independence and developing new sources of energy, mm-hmm. alternative fuel sources, solar, wind, ocean, you know, biofuels, and it also just in terms of improving efficiency through hybrid vehicles and other things. There are just a number of technologies out there that we can tap, and if we were to put the same level of energy into moving the country toward energy independence as we did toward putting a man on the moon, you know, we could be energy independent, and, you know, I think we could be substantially there in 10 years, but we just lack the will and the leadership to do that.
I think you're right. How do you feel about the idea that has evolved through dozens, if not scores, of Supreme Court rulings over the past 230 years, that Americans do, in fact, have a right to privacy? Now, a right to privacy, to me, includes a decision a woman might make about abortion, but that to me, is only part of it. A right to privacy also includes what is clearly laid out in the Fourth Amendment, the right of to be secure in our homes, our papers, our personal effects. In other words, I'm not just talking about abortion here. I'm also talking about this FISA court. I'm talking about warrantless searches, wiretappings, all of this evilness that seems to have been reported on here in the past couple of weeks. How do you feel about a right to privacy that Americans, in my opinion, have?
Well, I think we have that basic right, and I think unfortunately it's in real serious danger of being eroded by the Bush's appointments to the Supreme Court, and I'm extremely concerned that we're going to find ourselves a year or two from now having those rights severely diminished, and you know, it's difficult to know what we can do at least in terms of the court, because we don't have any control over that at this point. But I think we need to do everything we can to make those rights to protect those rights, and I'm vitally concerned that that we're going to lose those rights under the new Supreme Court.
We're coming up on a break here, and then we'll have about 5 minutes after the break, Alan. The other thing, though, I want you to comment on a bit, if you would, is your position on education, a substantive comment on education. A lot of people who listen to this program, liberal and conservative for that matter, I think, if I read my emails correct, really do see that education is being corrupted. Now, I happen to think that part of that is because of a right-wing political agenda. That's the attempt is being made to insert that into education. I just wish folks would leave the education up to the educators and let them pay them well, let them do a good job. Let's address that when we come back right after that break, break, okay?
All right, sounds great.
All right, we're talking with Alan Burns. Check out his website, alanburns.com, alanburns.com. Check it out if you like what you see and you're inclined, you know, send him $10, send him $20. These candidates we put on are looking for support. You know, a lot of you, like I, bitch about corporate money. Okay, let's get it out. Send the guy some bucks if what you see is what you can agree to.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's 10 before the hour. We are talking with Alan Burns, who is running for U.S. Congress from Georgia's 7th District. It's a very conservative district. He is running as a Democrat. The district right now is represented by John Linder, who is very conservative. Linder, of course, in my opinion, I would imagine Alan Burns' opinion, is part of the problem, not part of the solution. What we're asking you to do is go to his website, these candidates that we have on, for the few minutes that we can, read what they're about, take a look at their points of view and their positions, and if you agree, then send them some money or volunteer to do so. I don't know what you could do. If you live in Nebraska and you like Alan Burns, about the only thing you do is shoot him some money. But again, for folks who talk about campaign finance reform, this is what it takes. It takes people digging in their pockets. I'm sorry, that's just the way it goes. We have not been doing that, and look what has happened. One word, two words, Jack Abramoff, or whatever the hell his name is. All right, Alan, education. Let's talk about that for a moment. Let me preface it by saying I think Bush's No Child Left Behind thing is worse than a joke.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think there's an attempt to really dismantle our public education system, and it's so vitally important to our nation's future. We're in danger of losing our competitive advantage in technology, and the only way we're going to stay competitive and to have the people that we need in the future is through our public schools and providing the education they need. I think that the key to a quality education is quality teachers, and what I want to do is work toward making sure that we can pay teachers what they need to be paid to attract quality teachers, and also to pay them bonuses and reward teachers who excel in the classroom, and particularly in the areas of math and science, which has been talked about by so many people as being areas that we need to put greater emphasis in, and also paying teachers more who are willing to teach in underachieving schools where we have a lot of at-risk students and kids. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the No Child Left Behind merely identifies failing schools and punishes them. We need to make sure that those schools have the resources they need to improve and to give the kids a quality education. Mm-hmm.
Now, arguably, members of the U.S. House do not have a whole lot of input where it concerns foreign policy. On the other hand, voting blocks within the House can influence their equal members in the Senate and can have a determination on, to some degree, on U.S. foreign policy. Can you, in the couple of minutes we have left, just give us a sense of what your position on overall, and I realize it's terribly broad, your position on U.S. foreign policy?
Well, I think we have to move away from the arrogant foreign policy that's been practiced by the Bush administration. We seem to want to project our military power throughout the world, and to bring people to our way of thinking through force and intimidation. And, that might serve our interests in the short run, but it's so damaging in the long run to our relations with other countries. And I think we need to use our military force judiciously, and I think we need to reach out to other countries, with the kind of aid that will help them, lift their people up. And I just think we need a whole new direction in terms of tone and how we approach our relations with countries throughout the world.
Do you think, Alan, if you are elected to the 7th District representative's position, do you think that as one person out of 435 that you'll be able to exert any influence? I realize that one of the main objectives of a representative is the home district, the folks back in the 7th, in your case, here in Georgia, but do you think that you'll be able to make a difference where it concerns just the direction this country's going? As far as I'm concerned, it's heading definitely towards a fascist state, and I'm just curious as to what extent you think you can influence the direction we're going.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's one person in concert with other like-minded individuals who come together to form a block of people that can move things forward. And, you know, and I, you know, as much as I have major concerns with, you know, the Republican control of Congress and all branches of government, for that matter, you know, I think coalitions are there to be made with people on both sides of the aisle. And I, you know, I believe strongly in building consensus with those people that, you know, are rational and reasonable and want to work for the betterment of the country. And so, you know, I think one individual working with other individuals, you know, that's how things get done. You know, no one person can do it all, but together, you know, we can achieve great things.
Do you really do believe that there are people on in the Republican Party in Congress that can be worked with?
Well, on certain issues, you know, I wouldn't say that you know we're of the same mind on all issues. But I think on individual issues, on an issue by issue case, there are you have to have people on both sides.
And all right, well that makes sense, Alan. We're flat out of time. I hope we talk again prior to the primary. So stay in touch. With Kathy, our producer, okay? And thank you very much for taking time tonight.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it very much.
All right, take care. It's alanburns.com. Go to his website, take a look at what he's about, and then make a decision as to whether or not you want to help him, okay? We'll be right back.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Like any college student or recent college grad, I waste a lot of time poring through Facebook, an online directory of student profiles from schools across the country. Recently, Facebook launched a new feature, Pulse, which tracks national student trends, and the results are pretty depressing. According to Facebook, the second most popular campus organization in the country is College Republicans. College Democrats, meanwhile, rank at number 10. This may not seem like cause for alarm. After all, college campuses are solidly liberal. But the truth is that College Republicans is growing and growing fast. Its membership has more than tripled since 1999, and for decades it has been a vital leadership pipeline for the conservative movement. Karl Rove, Lee Atwater, Grover Norquist, Jack Abramoff, all were active members in their day. If the college Dems don't start catching up, there's going to be a serious leadership imbalance in the future. But it's pretty clear that this won't happen until the real Dems give college students a reason to affiliate themselves with the party. I'm Sam Graham Felsen for Air America Radio. For more, check out thenation.com.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a Doctor's Night Guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Whew! Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard, now in three sizes at CVS and other stores.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a desk mask to wear.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. 0 to 36,000 miles an hour in just minutes. The New Horizons probe had to pick up that kind of speed as it started its journey today to Pluto, the fastest spacecraft ever fired. It's scheduled to pass Jupiter in just over a year, but Pluto is so far away, the probe will not reach it till 2015 at the earliest. When the rocket took off, NASA's commentator called the mission a decade-long voyage to visit the planet Pluto and then beyond. Weather had pushed back the Florida launch 2 days. Osama bin Laden says the Iraq war is raging with no let-up, and the situation in Afghanistan is turning in his favor. In a transcript of the al-Qaeda leader's latest audio tape, bin Laden threatens the U.S. and predicts victory for the militants. Bin Laden called George Bush's May 2003 aircraft carrier declaration of the end of major combat in Iraq, quote, a fake, ridiculous show. He also challenged Bush's assertion that by fighting militants in Iraq, the U.S. doesn't have to face them at home. Bin Laden says fighters can evade new security, and he says the proof is in the explosions in the capitals of America's allies in London and Madrid. He offers a truce and says Americans should learn from the Soviet Union's loss in Afghanistan. U.S. counterterror officials say they see nothing specific to back up the claim of bin Laden that another attack on the U.S. is coming. As for bin Laden's suggestion of a truce to allow rebuilding in Iraq and Afghanistan, the White House declares we don't negotiate with terrorists, we put them out of business. Spokesman Scott McClellan says George Bush was briefed on the bin Laden audio tape. The Senate Democratic leader apologizing to some of his Republican colleagues. Harry Reid says her report entitled Republican Abuse of Power went too far by naming names. Texas Republican John Cornyn, one of the senators singled out by the report. The 27 pages issued by Reid's staff criticize Republican lawmakers on issues like ties to ex-lobbyist Jack Abramoff and questionable campaign contributions. In a speech prepared for delivery tomorrow, Republican Party Chairman Ken Melman says, regardless of party affiliation, lawmakers guilty of ethical misconduct should expect to be punished. Police and fire crews in New Orleans are going to be taking another look. The state medical examiner wants them to recheck 400 addresses looking for people who have been missing since Hurricane Katrina, and all more than 3,000 still unaccounted for in New Orleans. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us and you live in the New York City broadcast area and listen to this program on WLIB, then you miss, if you're just joining us, you missed the announcement I had last hour. WLIB will not be carrying my program as the last show will be this Friday, tomorrow night. Starting Monday, the program will be in my time slot, which is 10 to midnight on WLIB, although we go to 1 a.m., and that program is Satellite Sisters. It is a syndicated program owned by ABC, or syndicated by ABC Radio Network, I guess. They have made a deal with Air America to carry the program, and it will bring in a considerable chunk of needed revenue to Air America by doing this. Air America's executives are going to find or attempt to find another radio station in the New York area that will carry my program. It sounds a little bit weird, but it's not. Air America is among, in addition to being a network, it's also syndicates programs around the country. So it's not weird at all to think, well, I would be the only one employed by Air America that wouldn't be on the flagship station in New York. Would, in fact, be on a different station. I know that sounds weird, but it's not. Now, I want to make very clear, this is not for any reason other than revenue. Air America has been on the air now for just a little bit shy of 2 years, and the struggle continues. We are not funded by right-wing think tanks and a bunch of rich Republicans. Would that we were financed by a bunch of rich liberals, but rich liberals are sons of bitches in that they just don't part with their money, right? The founders of this network found that out to be a fact. But anyway, the struggle continues in making this network solid and in the black, and a part of doing that is accepting this deal to carry the Satellite Sisters and moving my program to a different station. I'm okay with it. I mean, it pisses me off in a way. Not at Air America. It just pisses me off that this is how we have to do business when we work for a liberal or a progressive radio network. It's just the way it goes, though. There's not too much I can do about it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Trust me on this. You can send a million emails to Air America, and it will not alter the decision, all right? On the other hand, I think you ought to voice your opinion on this. I really do, and there's a way to do it. You can call. I'm going to give you a phone number here. If you need to call Air America in New York and voice your opinion, here's the number. It's 212-871-8290. 212-871-8290. One more time. 212-871-8290. Now, if you live in a market where this doesn't affect you, the program is going to continue, this program is going to continue, you know, don't call. Just let New Yorkers who are pissed off about this have a chance to vent. The number is 212-871-8290. Now, this will be a number where you can get your questions answered if you have any. I don't mean you should just call up and call them sons of bitches, and don't do that, okay? I mean, I really would appreciate this New York audience not to get on Air America. This is a business decision. It's the way it goes in this business. I'm sorry. It just is. And I knew this when I took this time slot. 10 p.m. to midnight or 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. is not the most profitable time slot for the network or the station or a syndicator in the broadcast day. It just isn't. And this is a chance for Air America to take in some income, which is needed. I mean, we're no different from any other company. We've got to have income. And it's been very slow in coming. So that's the truth of it. Now, the fact that I'm telling you on Thursday, I didn't wait till Friday, so you go, oh, my God, he told us, and now we got the weekend, everybody. No. That's not how we're doing it. We knew about this about a week, 10 days ago, but, you know, we had to talk and work this out with Air America and make sure that this was going to transpire, and it is. It has nothing to do with ratings. This program is highly rated, not just in New York, but in L.A. and every market that we're in. It's a very highly rated program. It is equal in ratings to anything on Air America's network, so it's not that. It's not because I pissed somebody off. It's not because Air America has sold out to corporate interest. Please, the network is really, really working to stay viable. And this is what has to be done. Yes, Kathy?
And it just so happens that the unfortunate reality of the clock is that after 10 o'clock at night, you just can't charge a lot of money for commercials, and this is a way to make some money.
Right, absolutely. And, again, while it is... It is a bit upsetting. Of course it is for us here on the Malloy program. It's just something we have to rock and roll with. It doesn't mean you can't hear the program. You can continue to hear us on XM. You can continue to hear it web streaming. And eventually, hopefully, sooner rather than later, another radio station in the New York market will pick up the program, because the executives at Air America are going to present this program to a different station or whomever wants to pick it up. Now, you can bet your ass WABC is not going to pick it up or WOR is not going to pick it up, but there are scores of radio stations in New York. So that's what we're hoping, to land on our feet as quickly as possible. All right? Now, if you want to email, you don't want to call, email with a comment about this, it goes to comments@airamericaradio.com. comments@airamericaradio.com. That is, if you have a question, and I'm asking you, I really, really, really am asking my New York audience, don't jump down Air America's throat, please, okay? Because it just, this is business. It has to be done this way. It just does. So I'm asking you, if you want to say, God, you know, I hate this, I don't like Satellite Sisters, or I wish Malloy was going to be, go ahead. But don't jump in Air America's case on this, all right? I really mean that. They are going to do whatever they can to keep this program on in the New York City area. And they're also working their asses off to keep Air America viable. And I'm not suggesting here that they're teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. That's not the case at all. But there has to be. If you run a small business or you work, there has to be business plans. There has to be a way to take a look down the road and say, okay, you know, we've got to reach this point in our business plan by such and such a date, and yada, yada, yada. I hate getting into that. I've been a small businessman. I hate it. I'd much rather have somebody else sign my paycheck, which Air America does, and they will continue to do. All right? So let's kind of let this, you know, let's all go, oh, damn. But let's kind of let this float and not go nuts with Air America. All right? There's absolutely no reason to send Air America an email and say, you, Sanja Betcha, don't do it, all right? Send that kind of an email to the Bush White House. So, one more time, 212-871-8290 is the number in the city to call. And what, Kathy, if they have a question, is that okay? If you have a question, not now. Everything's closed up now. But I'm telling you this, because if you send me an email, all I'm going to do is forward it, all right? And we get a lot of emails pertaining to issues that we talk about. So just be cool in what you do. That's all I'm asking you to do.
And we're going to post updates as they become available at MikeMalloy.com.
And AirAmericaRadio.com.
Yeah. And on the Listen, there's a Listen icon, and you can get more information about how to listen to the program there.
Okay, so XM Satellite Radio will continue to provide this program in the New York market. Web streaming, you can still get it, and hopefully sooner rather than later, we will be on another station in New York City, and we can all get back to screaming and yelling about Republicans. Okay? Is this cool? Do you all understand this? All right? Just you know, last time I'm going to say it. If you want to voice your disappointment with Air America, well, hell yeah, go ahead. I did. You know, when they told me, first thing out of my mouth was, you're effing kidding me! But, you know, after talking with the guys at Air America, and they are a decent group of people, trust me on that, all right? So this is okay with me, and I'm hoping you're going to make it okay with you, all right? All right, now, when we come back, we're going to get on with the program. I just felt, you know, I have to tell you this, because you've been loyal to this program since we went on Air America Radio Network in New York, all right? End of discussion. Let's move on. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
We don't get the right amount. Don't misunderestimate me. I have come to teach the world about democracy. I'm running on the legs of responsibility. So if you love me or you hate me, don't misunderestimate me. Don't misunderestimate me.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh. Vacation.
Fees apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Future, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Don't forget, coming up the last 6 minutes of this hour's program, our reading of 1984, when we left off last night, Winston Smith was talking or thinking about the ministries. He works, of course, at the Ministry of Truth. And so anyway, we'll be picking that up at about 50 past the hour, so stick around. All right, two more emails I've gotten here about the Bin Laden thing today, and then to your phone calls. This is from Bruce in Newburgh, Oregon. Mike, the Bin Laden tape that was presented today is just as valid as the finger that was planted in the infamous bowl of Wendy's chili. Equally as transparent is the belated success of the CIA drone hit that slaughtered innocent Pakistanis without getting Zawahiri. After a day of bad press, with still no grave sites being dug up for verification, we're told that a head honcho bomb maker was among the 18 dead. With the cooperation of Pakistani intelligence, we get a feel-good story that makes a pure screw-up and massacre seem justified. Adding to the screw-up is the fact that this legendary bomb maker is now free to take on another identity. None of the network news readers were curious as to how the story changed or why the bomb maker's legendary resume was prepackaged. Considering the brief period when the, quote, Bin Laden tape, close quote, was still being authenticated, the word purported was in all the early releases. Maybe somebody in the Pentagon could tell us what to do in the event the authentication fails. We've never had a recourse to challenge any of the planted tapes, no matter how transparently phony they are. Even when al-Zarqawi shows up in three different locations simultaneously and with different voices, the tapes are sacred. Pointing out contradictions is, of course, treason. The Republican bullet points were once again preloaded, and they're milking it hard. I hope this freshly planted tape is recognized for the obvious fraud, or for the obvious operation it is. There is nothing coincidental about the timing. That's from Bruce in Oregon. Last one. This is from Carol. Mike, well, it's about dang time. With so many Republicans in trouble lately, I mean really big trouble, it was time for Bush to let Bin Laden out of the closet so he can make claims the United States will be attacked again. And, of course, the CIA, who is in Bush's back pocket, have confirmed it's Bin Laden's voice. What a bunch of crap. What would these Republicans do if they couldn't throw 9/11 in our faces every single day, and yet the one responsible for 9/11 is roaming free? And as Bush said, I don't spend much time on that. All right. To the phone calls. On this particular topic, let's start with Chris, who's calling from New York. Chris, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Mike, thanks for taking my call. And cool. I'll be one of the first people calling tomorrow about, you're going off the air in New York. But let's move on. This whole Bin Laden thing, I have maybe a slightly different take on it, but obviously along the same lines of what your last two emailers wrote in. I have done research on the Internet. I'm sure you probably look at the Internet, too, for real news. Osama bin Laden is dead, has been dead for several years. If you look at the last photograph, the known photograph that we've had taken of him, his face is all gaunt. He looks like he's already got one foot in the grave. We already know that he had problems with his kidney and he was on dialysis and all. You don't live long like that.
Yeah.
And if you look at the last picture, it's common sense. This guy has been dead for years. We all know that the reason why they haven't told us that he's dead because, that would be good news, you would think. But we all know how much mileage the Bush administration has gotten out of, him being alive. Because he's going to get us, and here it is. They used it again. I knew this was coming.
Yeah, I do agree with your assessment. Those last pictures, whenever they were, of Bin Laden, this is a man who looked like he was a walking dead, A.
Absolutely.
B, how in the hell? I mean, if he... the CIA, the Bush crime family, the DIA, the NSA, whoever the hell it is, keep telling us that his probable location is somewhere in those caves, in the mountains, in this impossible territory along the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Okay, question. How do you get dialysis there?
Yeah, I'm sure they have great doctors.
Jesus! I agree with you. I'm sick of this. This guy is like Goldstein in 1984. Put the face up. The 3 minutes of hate, this is a guy destroying Oceania, his name is Goldstein, hate him, hate him, hate him. In this case, it's Bin Laden. I realize I'm making a pretty broad statement there, but I feel like you do.
Mike, if you go to a website called whatreallyhappened.com.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Scroll down on the left. They have an article. It says Osama bin Laden is dead. It was reported in the papers, in Pakistan years ago, and they buried him in the mountains somewhere. And to me, it's a matter of common sense. When you look at those photos and knowing what we know about his health problems with the kidneys and, you know, he's on dialysis, he's absolutely dead. And again, they paraded him out just at the time when all this stuff is going on with, Abramoff. Oh, we need to get the numbers up. Let's throw the Bin Laden threat. But we'll get a 5-point jump in the polls.
Right. All right.
It's so
thanks.
Obvious.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you checking in. Take care. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Wake up and smell the chopper. Sit up and pay attention. Stand up for what you believe in. Speak up, tell somebody listen.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night. Until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Dear Gold Bond, my husband's a carpenter.
And my hands were rough as sandpaper. Here's a real letter from Gene and Tom of New Jersey about our Ultimate Healing Lotion. Then she got me Gold Bond Ultimate.
It works better than any lotion we've ever used.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now his hands are almost smoother than mine.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
It really does.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I suspect that listeners of this program know that Wilson Pickett passed today. Go missing. About 25 before the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Thanks for the music, Jason. Back to the phone calls here. All right, Fred is calling from David, California. Fred, welcome. David, California?
Outside of Sacramento University, Davis is out here.
Gotcha. Welcome to the program, Fred.
Yeah, well, I think some of the other guys beat me to the punch. Are you there?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. I keep hearing this clicking. It must be NASA again.
Right.
That's okay. Anyway, I think they beat me a punch on this Bin Laden thing. You know, wasn't that guy, the candidate, talking about unions earlier? You know, I joined the union back in 77, and my starting wage was $8.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now 2006, and the minimum wage has not reached the point of my starting wage 30 years ago.
That's right. That's right.
That's why I support the Democrats and very anti-Bush, you know. Sometimes I daydream six, and I'm really hoping somebody will lose their cookies and do it.
All right, but just remember, when you think a thought like that, you're setting up some kind of a karmic, you know, whip. So be cool now, all right?
A what?
A karmic whip.
What's that?
Do you know what karma? Do you know what karma is?
Oh, karma! Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Well,
I have a friend. I have a friend who refers to the invisible whip, and his name is Bruce Hampton. He's a musician, singer, songwriter, crazy man, and Hampton refers to the invisible whip, which to me is the karmic whip. And you just have to be careful not only of your thoughts but certainly of the things that you say. I some people believe that, some don't. But anyway, I'm just suggesting, you know, be cool with what you're thinking. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, if wishful thinking was illegal, then half this country would be locked.
Well, you're very correct on that one, Fred.
You know, and but you know, as crazy as things are, you know, there is a chance some soldier who's been over there just can't take it no more.
We'll probably go berserk, and we may have another Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, God forbid. All right, the Bin Laden tape, Fred.
Pardon?
The Bin Laden tape. Then you agree with previous callers that it's fake nonsense.
It sure smells fishy to me.
The timing is exquisite, isn't it? Fred, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your comments. Ron is calling from Phoenix. Ron, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I guess I'm going to be in a minority opinion tonight, but one point to consider about this tape would be that it could be a genuine communication from someone on the other side because it came through Al Jazeera. And I found it on their website the day before I saw it on any American news sites. And I wouldn't think it would be contrived propaganda coming from the folks that we were trying to bomb here a couple of months ago.
Well, I accept that point of view on this. But the thing that bothers me is what has been said here, what some of the callers have brought. First of all, remember, 4 years ago, this guy was on his last legs. How in the hell do you get you know, your kidneys flushed when you're living in a cave on the Afghanistan-Pakistan border? But that's just part of it. The other thing, you know, we reported on this program, I guess it was before I came to Air America, the setup of the Total Information Network, something that Admiral John Poindexter, the criminal from and participant in mass death in Central America back in the 80s, he had set up this thing, the TIA, Total Information Awareness situation he was setting up inside the Bush crime family. And the purpose, one of the purposes, was to feed false information, not just here at home, God knows there's enough of that goes on here, but also to foreign news sources. And knowing that Poindexter, who's a genius on screwing everything up, as so many of the people in the Bush crime family are, every time I hear that there's a new missive from Bin Laden, an interesting no video this time. I wonder why. Maybe it's because he's dead. And to have something authenticated at this point by the CIA or the FBI or the NSA or the DIA or whoever the hell is doing the authentication, to me is kind of a joke. So I hear what you're saying. There is that point of view. There is also the point of view that this is nonsense and it's more manipulation by the Bush crime family.
Well, I see all your points about the total information awareness. I wasn't familiar with that system, and that certainly sounds like something they could cook up. But also in McClellan's response to this tape, he made one, I thought, bizarre bit of logic where he said, we'll end this war at a time and place of our choosing. If you follow that logic, does that mean that they know how to end the war and they just haven't chosen to?
Isn't that a vile comment? Doesn't that, I mean, I can't imagine, I kind of laugh when you say it, but it cuts me to the heart, because can you imagine someone whose son or daughter has been blown to pieces in Iraq hearing that kind of a statement?
That was who I thought it was, the families. How do you go to them and say, oh, well, we could have ended it in 2003, but we didn't, so
yeah.
Sorry about your kid, you know?
Yeah.
And the last point I wanted to bring up to you from the news, which sort of leads into your reading tonight, is many praises to Google because they were brave and refused to turn over search records to the government.
Oh, that, yeah, I saw the story today that the government, the Bush crime family is demanding search records of people who use Google to search. You know, these sons of bitches know absolutely no boundaries, do they?
I don't think so. And Yahoo and MSN, the number 2 and 3 search engines, both caved and sent them what they wanted.
Really?
And all the little smaller search engines. And I think maybe Yahoo and MSN must just be thinking they'll compete over who gets to run the OS for the telescreens when they come in. And that's all. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Ron. Oh, my God. That would be a good franchise, wouldn't it, Kathy, to run the operating systems for the telescreens? Oh, my God. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey, Philip.
And I was watching this morning the events on CNN, and they had, like, the split screen of Bin Laden, you know, an old video of him. And,
right.
You know, terror warning alert and everything. And then after that, they ran a speech, a talk by Dick Cheney, you know, talk about scaring people. They put him on next. Mm-hmm. And he was doing a talk to the Manhattan Project, that's a conservative think tank, and he was talking about national security. So I really don't buy Ron's theory. I'm going along with everybody else and thinking this is another one of these setups, because Ron just said, you know, maybe it's somebody else that was on the tape. Well, the story that came out this evening was the CIA confirmed that it is Osama bin Laden on the tape. So unless he's, like, coming from the grave or giving us a message, I doubt it, you know.
You doubt that it's legit or what?
No, I doubt that it's legit. This is just another setup right after Hillary Clinton blasted the war in Iraq.
Yeah, and
the administration.
And Al Gore made his speech, right? Right?
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm totally with you on this, Philip. That I cannot believe anything that the Bush administration, the Bush crime family says. If all of a sudden I looked up because I heard droning noises and I looked up and saw what appeared to be Soviet missiles launched at the United States, I would still think it would be a Karl Rove operation. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course, everything has to do with Karl Rove and everything has to do with changing public opinion, and it has to do with the fear factor again, you know.
Right, you
more fearful
for
old people are, the more they're going to buy into what they're seeing on the TV.
That's right.
And there's nothing to fear. The thing to fear is sitting in Washington, D.C.
That's true. Let me ask you one thing before we break here. Did you said you watched Cheney on the telescreen today?
Yeah, it was quite scary.
Well, as far as you know, did he still have both his feet? Did all his body parts seem intact, as far as you could tell?
He seemed to be. He was leaning to the right a little bit more.
Was he? Probably
maybe,
another
maybe,
foot.
Maybe I can have a little wishful thinking with that as well.
Yeah.
America, don't buy it. This is another one of those diversionary tactics.
I have questions about it myself. Thanks, Philip. I appreciate you checking in. Take care. As far as the operating systems for the telescreens that the previous caller suggested, I'm sure Diebold already has that contract. Speaking of fear tactics, our reading of 1984, when we return. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're wondering who I am. Secret, secret. I've got a secret machine or mannequin. Secret, secret. I've got a secret with parts made in Japan. Secret, secret. I've got a secret. I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
10 before the hour. All right. Last night, when we broke off from 1984, Winston Smith was considering the ministries that ran everything, day-to-day life in Oceania. Many True, Ministry of Truth, Many Pax, the Ministry of Peace, Many Love, the Ministry of Love, and Many Plenty. That's self-explanatory. The Ministry of Love was the really frightening one. There were no windows in it at all. Winston had never been inside the Ministry of Love, nor within half a kilometer of it. It was a place impossible to enter except on official business, and then only by penetrating through a maze of barbed wire entanglements, steel doors, and hidden machine gun nests. Even the streets leading up to its outer barriers were roamed by guerrilla-faced guards in black uniforms, armed with jointed truncheons. Winston turned around abruptly. He had set his features into the expression of quiet optimism, which it was advisable to wear when facing the telescreen. He crossed the room into the tiny kitchen. By leaving the ministry at this time of day, he had sacrificed his lunch in the canteen, and he was aware there was no food in the kitchen here, except a hunk of dark-colored bread, which had got to be saved for tomorrow's breakfast. He took down from the shelf a bottle of colorless liquid with a plain white label marked Victory Gin. It gave off a sickly, oily smell, as of Chinese rice spirit. Winston poured out nearly a teacup full, nerved himself for a shock, and gulped it down like a dose of medicine. Instantly, his face turned scarlet, and the water ran out of his eyes. The stuff was like nitric acid, and moreover, in swallowing it, one had the sensation of being hit on the back of the head with a rubber club. The next moment, however, the burning in his belly died down, and the world began to look more cheerful. He took a cigarette from a crumpled packet marked Victory Cigarettes and incautiously held it upright, whereupon the tobacco fell out onto the floor. With the next one, he was more successful. He went back to the living room and sat down at a small table that stood to the left of the telescreen. From the table drawer, he took out a pen holder, a bottle of ink, and a thick, quarto-sized blank book with a red back and a marbled cover. For some reason, the telescreen in the living room was in an unusual position. Instead of being placed, as was normal, in the end wall, where it could command the whole room, it was in the longer wall, opposite the window. To one side of it, there was a shallow alcove in which Winston was now sitting, and which, when the flats were built, had probably been intended to hold bookshelves. By sitting in the alcove and keeping well back, Winston was able to remain outside the range of the telescreen so far as sight went. He could be heard, of course, but so long as he stayed in his present position, he could not be seen. It was partly the unusual geography of the room that had suggested to him the thing that he was now about to do. But it had also been suggested by the book that he had just taken out of the drawer. It was a peculiarly beautiful book. Its smooth, creamy paper, a little yellowed by age, was of a kind that had not been manufactured for at least 40 years past. He could guess, however, that the book was much older than that. He had seen it lying in the window of a frowsy little junk shop in a slummy quarter of the town, just what quarter he did not now remember, and had been stricken immediately by an overwhelming desire to possess it. Party members were supposed not to go into ordinary shops. Dealing on the free market, it was called. But the rule was not strictly kept, because there were various things, such as shoelaces and razor blades, which it was impossible to get hold of in any other way. He had given a quick glance up and down the street and then slipped inside and bought the book for $2.50. At the time, he was not conscious of wanting it for any particular purpose. He had carried it guiltily home in his briefcase. Even with nothing written in it, it was a compromising possession. The thing that he was about to do was to open a diary. This was not illegal. Nothing was illegal since there were no longer any laws. But if detected it was reasonably certain that it would be punishable by death, or at least by 25 years in a forced labor camp. Winston fitted a nib into the pen holder and sucked it to get the grease off. The pen was an archaic instrument, seldom used, even for signatures. But he had procured one furtively and with some difficulty, simply because of a feeling that the beautiful creamy paper deserved to be written on with a real nib instead of being scratched with an ink pencil. Actually, he was not used to writing by hand. Apart from very short notes, it was usual to dictate everything into the SpeakWrite, which was, of course, impossible for his present purpose. He dipped the pen into the ink and then faltered for just a second. A tremor had gone through his bowels. To mark the paper was the decisive act. In small, clumsy letters, he wrote, April 4th, 1984. He sat back, a sense of complete helplessness had descended upon him. To begin with, he did not know with any certainty that this was 1984. It must be round about that date, since he was fairly sure that his age was 39, and he believed that he had been born in 1944 or 1945, but it was never possible nowadays to pin down any date within a year or two. For whom, it suddenly occurred to him to wonder, was he writing this diary? For the future. For the unborn. His mind hovered for a moment around the doubtful date on the page and then fetched up with a bump against the newspeak word, doublethink. For the first time, the magnitude of what he had undertaken came home to him. How could you communicate with the future? It was of its nature impossible. Either the future would resemble the present, in which case it would not listen to him, or it would be different from it and his predicament would be meaningless. For some time he sat gazing stupidly at the paper. The telescreen had changed over to strident military music. It was curious that he had seemed not merely to have lost the power of expressing himself, but even to have forgotten what it was that he had originally intended to say.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Walgreens and other fine stores.
We'll be right back.
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. 0 to 36,000 miles an hour in just minutes. The New Horizons probe had to pick up that kind of speed as it started its journey today to Pluto, the fastest spacecraft ever fired. It's scheduled to pass Jupiter in just over a year, but Pluto is so far away, the probe will not reach it till 2015 at the earliest. When the rocket took off, NASA's commentator called the mission a decade-long voyage to visit the planet Pluto and then beyond. Weather had pushed back the Florida launch 2 days. Osama bin Laden says the Iraq war is raging with no let-up, and the situation in Afghanistan is turning in his favor. In a transcript of the al-Qaeda leader's latest audio tape, bin Laden threatens the U.S. and predicts victory for the militants. Bin Laden called George Bush's May 2003 aircraft carrier declaration of the end of major combat in Iraq, quote, a fake, ridiculous show. He also challenged Bush's assertion that by fighting militants in Iraq, the U.S. doesn't have to face them at home. Bin Laden says fighters can evade new security, and he says the proof is in the explosions in the capitals of America's allies in London and Madrid. He offers a truce and says Americans should learn from the Soviet Union's loss in Afghanistan. U.S. counterterror officials say they see nothing specific to back up the claim of bin Laden that another attack on the U.S. is coming. As for bin Laden's suggestion of a truce to allow rebuilding in Iraq and Afghanistan, the White House declares we don't negotiate with terrorists, we put them out of business. Spokesman Scott McClellan says George Bush was briefed on the bin Laden audio tape. The Senate Democratic leader apologizing to some of his Republican colleagues. Harry Reid says a report entitled Republican Abuse of Power went too far by naming names. Texas Republican John Cornyn, one of the senators singled out by the report. The 27 pages issued by Reid's staff criticize Republican lawmakers on issues like ties to ex-lobbyist Jack Abramoff and questionable campaign contributions. In a speech prepared for delivery tomorrow, Republican Party Chairman Ken Melman says, regardless of party affiliation, lawmakers guilty of ethical misconduct should expect to be punished. Police and fire crews in New Orleans are going to be taking another look. The state medical examiner wants them to recheck 400 addresses looking for people who have been missing since Hurricane Katrina, and all more than 3,000 still unaccounted for in New Orleans. This is Air America Radio News.
It's about 7 past the hour. Welcome back to the Molloy program on Air America Radio. I've been asked to mention this. Carolyn emailed in, please tell everyone that John Conyers is holding the hearing about the spy program tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. It will be on C-SPAN. And Carol says also on ABC Radio. Well, ABC Radio in most markets is just, talk radio. But, okay. C-SPAN, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll have to put a tape in for that one, Kathy. Thanks, Carolyn. Just another couple of comments here. From the Institute for Public Accuracy that we quote considerably, they have authored this from Bo Grosskopf, who is the author of the book The Newest Explosions of Terrorism. Grosskopf said today, quote, assuming the validity of the bin Laden tape, Bush administration officials are likely to focus on the threat of another domestic attack rather than the offer of a truce in order to bolster their case for war and for domestic spying. The comment from the government, quote, the U.S. doesn't negotiate with terrorists, end quote, is the usual public stance. Yet it is contrary to the historical experience, which shows it is not a matter of whether terrorists negotiate with each other, but a matter of when. End quote. Grosskopf is professor of international relations at Cal State University in Chico, and the author of a couple of books. Randall Hamwood is editor of the new book, Osama bin Laden, America's Enemy in His Own Words. Hamwood said today, quote, the Iraq war has been a diversion from the war on terror. We need to focus on the terrorism, on getting bin Laden. By invading Iraq, we played right into his hands. His message is resonating throughout the Muslim world. In 1995, bin Laden said we would invade Arab and Muslim countries, which posed no threat to us. End quote. I know the conventional wisdom, not on this program, but the conventional wisdom is that the tape is valid, and this is bin Laden, and, maybe it is. Maybe that is the correct point of view. But so many people have emailed in over the past 6-7 hours before we went on the air with comments about this bin Laden tape. This is from Angie in California. Angie writes, Mike, who do these people think they're kidding with this timely reappearance of Osama bin lately? He's back, he's out of dialysis, and he's pissed off. I'm coming to get you, you filthy American swine. Feel my wrath. Mwah! He's stalking us right now. He's around every corner. He's under every coffee table, and he's out for revenge. He hates our freedom. Patooey, he spits on it. He puts nuns in blenders and does terrible things to small animals. And now we're really in for it. This government is a bunch of idiots. Did you hear anything from them in the realm of... We're on full red alert. We have every police agency, military command on the hunt. Our secret police are in full-blown spy mode. We will prevent this monster from getting anywhere near Americans. Count on us. We will catch him this time. No. All they're doing is blowing scary bubbles and wringing their hands to see if we go for the stunt. This reeks of the usual BS from the Bush clan. What a bunch of despicable, stupid morons. They have got to go. From Angie. And last one here, and then back to your phone calls. This is from RB. Mike, you remember back in 2001 when they first started this pattern of trotting out Osama or Al-Qaeda terror threats whenever Bush's popularity started to waver? Tell me, what kind of mindless moron actually falls for this obvious CIA psychological warfare, especially when it's directly aimed at our own citizens? Spreading fear and terror in an effort to make the citizenry stop asking critical questions, to eventually make common knowledge of nothing but black op fabrications and propaganda. Osama, Zawahiri, Mullah Omar, Zabudeh, they're all exact duplicates of Emmanuel Goldstein in 1984. How can people be so stupid? How? Boy. Yeah. And this is the last one. A statement issued today by the Jersey Girls. Kristen Breitweiser, Patty Casaza, Monica Gabriel, and Mindy Kleind. These are the four women who identify themselves as the Jersey Girls whose husbands were murdered in the attack on this country in September 11, 2001. Here's the statement, a bit of it. We are now almost 4.5 years post 9/11, and once again Osama bin Laden is grabbing the headlines with the release of his latest threatening audio tape. It is utterly horrifying that bin Laden still, after all this time, has the ability to strike terror in our hearts with his threat to strike our nation's heartland. Additionally, we are incredibly disturbed to learn that even with the use of his illegal domestic NSA spying program, President Bush first learned of the bin Laden audio tape along with American citizens as it was being aired on national television. We have, over the course of the last 3 years, continuously, respectfully, and stridently disagreed with Bush's sentiment on the importance of capturing Osama bin Laden. The president's unsettling statement regarding bin Laden on March 13, 2002, quote, I don't know where he is, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him, I truly am not that concerned about him, end quote, seems to illustrate that this administration did not understand our enemy nor the threat that they posed. In the name of national security and under the guise of being the, quote, commander-in-chief during a time of war, end quote, President Bush has sanctioned the torture of individuals, breached constitutional safeguards regarding the privacy rights of U.S. citizens, and started an illegal war in Iraq, a war that is costing us billions of dollars and leaving us woefully vulnerable at home. President Bush has justified his illegal actions by arguing that they are vital tools in fighting the ongoing war on terrorism. President Bush further argues that such illegal actions are necessary to prevent, quote, another 9/11, end quote. Such sweeping authorities assumed by President Bush will mean one thing on the day of the next attack. No more excuses exist for our nation's inability to prevent such attacks and or mitigate damage from those attacks. 4 years and 4 months post the 9/11 attacks, the purported murderer of our husbands is still free and able to terrorize our nation with threats and attacks. As we continue to be a nation at risk, we draw attention to the areas of serious vulnerability pointed out by the 9/11 Commission and the many other reports and commissions on terrorism before them. With this latest event, it is our fervent hope that this administration will perhaps now focus their attention on better safeguarding our homeland. And then the statement from the Jersey Girls goes on to list six specific points of necessary to increase or to develop security in the United States. Back to your phone calls. Let's go to Kevin, who is calling in from Boulder, Colorado. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey, Kevin.
I agree with most of what your previous callers have said, but my gut instinct tells me that Osama bin Laden is alive and receiving his dialysis from the CIA. And
I just chuckled and said, "Oh God."
That's what I feel in my gut.
I don't blame you. I'm not the least. I wouldn't be surprised if that is absolute truth. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the possibility. It's sardonic laughter at the possibility that what you're saying is absolutely correct, Kevin.
I believe it is. The only thing that Bush has said that has been true is that there will be troops in Iraq as long as he's president. I think they're ending the war, quote-unquote, war on terrorism at their own choosing means that about a month before he's about to leave office, they'll pull Osama bin Laden out of his little CIA rat hole and say, oh, look, we won the war.
Well, I'm at the point, Kevin, where, and I've said this publicly, I've said it on my blog, I've said it on this program, nothing that this administration says do I consider to be truth, even remotely connected to the truth. Kevin, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. All right, we have a break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When I created the 8-pound Orrick XL, I created a new category of vacuum. It's hypoallergenic. And why is hypoallergenic so important? Because it offers incredible filtration and traps over 99.99% down to 0.3 microns of that nasty dust that carries germs. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or 30-day home trial. Because cleanliness is next to Orrickness.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
Whether he's in a cave with the door shut or a cave with the door open, we just don't know.
And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel.
21 past the hour. from Emily in Tennessee. Hi, Mr. Malloy. I don't buy the Bin Laden tape either. It's very interesting timing because tomorrow is supposed to start the NSA hearings, and public opinion is dying on the war, etc. Now all the news, quote-unquote, are saying how Bin Laden is sounding like the Democrats, and Michael Moore and Matthews on Hardball compared the two, and it's interesting how he's saying all the right-wing talking points. And there isn't any video? I didn't know that. I remember finding sometime last year on a website this video that I have on one of my data disks. On this video, it's a report from ABC, and they're in Saudi Arabia. They're showing some people from the Saudi government carrying this guy off a small plane. This person can't walk, and if you look closely, it looks like Bin Laden because of the face structure and also the nose. When the camera shows him leaving, he's being pushed in a wheelchair. The camera comes up close, and he hides his face. So either Bin Laden is dead or he's in some hospital in Saudi Arabia being taken care of. Remember how close the Saudis are with the Bushes and the Bushes are to the Bin Ladens. It's all pure nonsense. And whatreallyhappened.com has some great articles on everything. I also remember, Emily writes, reading on CNN's site in their archives an interview a guy did with Bin Laden shortly after 9/11. And he was claiming he didn't do it, which is unusual because doesn't he usually claim credit for when he does something? Thanks for talking about this. I'm glad to know I'm not alone in this thinking. And she writes, on democraticunderground.com, there are reports saying how the little speech was first written in English and translated into Arabic, and how Bin Laden says God instead of Allah. Well, that part's not unusual. Emily, thanks for writing. However, Barry says, what if Bin Laden got a kidney transplant, Mike? Well, there is that, isn't there? What'd you say, Kathy?
I said, yeah, out there in a tent in the desert.
Well, not necessarily. Bin Laden is a Saudi. He's a wealthy Saudi. What's to stop? And don't forget, 15 of the 19 bombers that came here were Saudis. So what's to stop Bin Laden from going home and going into a perfectly equipped hospital and having a kidney transplant?
And up until that point, he was just a gravely ill, 6-foot-tall Arab wandering around the desert attached to a dialysis machine. And nobody spotted that with Google Earth, right?
You seem a little cynical tonight, Ms. Bay.
The NSA can, you know, figure out what kind of postage you're putting on an envelope in your kitchen with a satellite. But no, they couldn't find him. No. Hard to spot.
Just voicing the different opinions that come into the Malloy program. This is off topic, but just got an email here from Bob in West Virginia. Mike, I've just been informed that another mine has caught fire here in West Virginia, another non-union mine. Two people are reported as unaccounted for, and it's on the news channel that Bob gives me the email address. Thought you might want to know. Oh, and by the way, this is Bob, who I've read his emails before. He does talk radio. Go check out his website. It's Head On, like in Head On Collision, headonradio.com. His name is Bob Kincaid. He does a radio program in West Virginia. That's where it originates. Check it out, headonradio.com. Head On Radio. Every time I see that, I think of Head On Collision. Well, you're supposed to, Mike. HeadOnRadio.com. Check him out. His program is archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org, too. So, you know, if you want to download and listen to it, go ahead. But check out his website. I went there the other day. Very interesting website. I think you'll like it. HeadOnRadio.com. Back to your phone calls. Gene is calling from New York. Gene, welcome to the program.
How you doing tonight, Mike?
Hey, doing fine. How are you, Gene?
Oh, pretty good. I'm glad you mentioned the little Michael Moore flap. I actually saw it on Hardball. I mean, there's one great thing about Osama bin Carlyle Group, or whatever his real name is, coming out of supposed hiding.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he's holed up in the Cayman Islands with Bill Casey and Elvis right
there's
now.
There's probably a good chance of that.
And, of course, getting his Carlyle Group dividend checks. But
yeah, there's a good chance for that, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. But the great thing is that whenever he comes out, practically every time he comes out, one of the superstars of telescreen news does something really stupid, and tonight it was Tweety Matthews.
Can you hold that thought, because I want to hear it, but I know Kathy's going to start playing the music right now. We got
okay.
a break. We'll come right back to you, because I missed all of this, and I want to hear what was said. All right, stay with us, Truth Seekers. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Bin Laden is one of the worst. We'll get him running. We'll smoke him out of his cave. And we'll get him eventually.
Don't believe what you hear. Don't believe what you see.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ah, vacation.
Fees apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet,
but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
I don't know where he is. Nor, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him. I truly am not that concerned about him.
Son of a bitch. 26 before the hour. Back to Jane, who has called in from New York. Now, what did Chris Matthews, what did Tweety Bird talk about for Concern Michael Moore and Osama bin Laden tonight?
Well, he was interviewing everybody's favorite Democrat and name-only senator, Joe Biden, the Democrat from NBNA. He quoted a little bit of the translation of what Osama supposedly said on the tape, and then he said this.
I mean, he sounds like an over-the-top Michael Moore here, if not a Michael Moore. Do you think that sells in America?
And, of course,
Joe
Biden.
My God. Don't you just want to smack somebody right upside the head?
Well, I want to smack Joe Biden for laughing at that. Oh, what a chucklehead. I mean, first, you know, it's not bad enough that Chris Matthews is, you know, comparing Michael Moore, who, you know, who has worked his damnedest for your average Americans. Well, Matthews was up schmoozing with the rich and powerful on Capitol Hill. You know, that's not bad enough. Joe Biden going along and laughing at it like it's some big joke. I think Peter Dow hit it tonight on his blog. What would have happened if Matthew said, well, I mean, he sounds like an over-the-top Rush Limbaugh here, if not Rush Limbaugh himself. What do you think?
Yeah, no kidding.
And, of course, the media themselves would be outraged if Chris Matthews had dared to compare Osama bin Laden to a respected master of opinion like Rush Limbaugh. But
mainstream media always gets pissed off when you hit them across their punkin' faces with resistance. I know that firsthand, trust me.
Oh, I know. But what surprised me tonight is that among those who is just furious about this is somebody who didn't seem to have much use for Michael Moore during the last presidential campaign. John Kerry himself came out and just lambasted Matthews in a statement up on his website tonight. And
really?
Yeah. I was even shocked at that. I mean, that one even got the attention of Kerry. So I get this funny feeling that there's been enough anger generated by this stupid, stupid outburst by Matthews that we might actually see a very quick apology from him tomorrow. Oh, about that thing I said about Michael Moore, sorry. Okay, forget it.
But Gene, do you think it's a stupid outburst or a calculated outburst? I don't think these right-wingers on cable television like Chris Matthews ever make a statement that is not carefully calculated and calibrated to produce exactly the kind of reaction they want. Chris Matthews, who at one time had, I guess, some sort of Democratic Party credentials, who did he work for? He worked for McGovern?
He was the conservative aide to Tip O'Neill.
Really? Okay. Well, you know, I don't know if I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people, but everything on MSNBC, everything on CNN, everything on Fox, it is all geared the same way. And I don't care who's doing the talking. Even Larry King is, very quick to jump up and do for Bush what Monica did for Bill, any chance that King gets. All of them. They're all disgusting. I hate it. I hate it.
I can't blame you. I really can't. It just bothers me, though.
I know.
You might be right, but I don't think it was calculated. I think it might have very well been one of these off-the-cuff Chris Matthews, pull it out of the air, pull it out your butt things that really reflects on the attitude of professional so-called journalists and opinion shapers for corporate media. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just pulled that one out of his butt. Joe Biden laughs along like it's the funniest thing since Richard Belzer, and it's just embarrassing.
It is so beyond embarrassing. I know what you're saying, Gene. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking in, Phil.
You're welcome. Good
all right. All right. Take care. What is it with these Senate Judiciary Committee people? You know, the senators that sit on that committee. Are they all comedians? What was the little laugh fest they had the other? Who was that, Kathy? That was Arlen Specter and that nutcase from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, joking about just the absolute hilarity of the Anita Hill testimony, right? During Uncle Thomas's hearings. Uncle Clarence's hearings. Jesus, I hate these people. It's just deep and abiding. You know? Brian is calling from New York. Brian, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I pretty much echo the same feeling that that really the mainstream media really owns the pulpit, so they really control what's going to be said on it, and because of that, it's always going to be slanted toward to the right, toward Bush and his people.
Yeah, I don't care where you look, except on this network. The effort is being made here at Air America, but as far as television is concerned, please.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Mike, I was going to make another point. It's not really related to this, but do you know who the father of the McClellan brothers are? Is a guy named Bar McClellan. Are you familiar with that name?
I should be, I guess. What's? Go ahead.
He's a lawyer. He was a lawyer. He worked on what was known as the Ed Clark law firm in Texas.
Yeah.
And that was, Ed Clark was Johnson's powerful political confidant, you know, from the beginning of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And what Bar McClellan claimed was a documentary that he claims basically that Ed Clark coordinated events in Texas so that the aftermath of the Kennedy, basically Johnson suckered Kennedy to Texas to save his political neck. He was in a lot of trouble in the Bobby Baker scale, and he would have gone to jail. So what had happened is that Ed Clark and his people, they suckered Kennedy to Texas where they knew they could control the aftermath of the assassination and cover it up, along with J. Edgar Hoover, who was a very close friend of Johnson.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, like I said the other night, I'll be dead by the time the truth ever comes out. But I wish I knew exactly. But I hear what you're saying. Hey, thanks, Brian. I got a boogie. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. Couple more emails here. Travis in Central Oregon writes in, no way Bin Laden is on dialysis. The war rats want him alive and for a long time. He's most likely been given a transplant. Knowing the perverse nature of Bush, the kidney probably came from some lower-income reservist who was killed on his second tour. Ooh, yeah, well, that may be a cold email, but by God, that's probably within the realm of distinct possibility with the Bush crime family. Don in East Rutherford, New Jersey writes, Mike, my only response to the theory that the Bin Laden tape is fake to distract the American people from the Bush Republican scandals du jour is that the author of the message makes perfect sense in terms of criticizing the Bush policy toward Iraq and the war on terrorism and the sense it makes about a truce. So Don is... Yeah, who knows? You know, here we sit, right? Debating whether or not a message from Osama bin Laden is another CIA trick or true. I just have trouble with the whole thing, Truth Seeker. I really do. Maybe it's because in rereading 1984 and remembering clearly the character Goldstein that the folks behind Big Brother insisted was the cause of all their troubles, this rat bastard is the reason, with the 2 minutes of hate or the 3 minutes of hate and hate week and hate month and on and on and on and on. You know, I don't know Osama bin Laden from Adam's house cat, but I do know this. The statements bin Laden made prior to the bombings in this country, perpetrated by, I'm not sure we know that either, but the statements bin Laden made seemed to me to be fairly coherent and rational. Sorry, you know my feelings on terrorism. You know my feelings on killing and war. Totally abhorrent. I'm totally against it. But what was bin Laden saying? He was saying essentially, get your military the hell out of the country that contains our most holy sites. Whoa, man, that's a real threat to America. And don't forget, you know, to the extent that bin Laden is militarily adept, we had a major hand in that, didn't we? Wasn't bin Laden our boy when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan and installed or had in Afghanistan their puppet dictator And when the people of Afghanistan, I don't care who the people were, I don't give a damn if it was Taliban. Yeah, that's rough. It really is. It's rough on the women. It's rough on the kids. It's rough on the whole society. But if these people want to live in the 7th century, and we decide, or the Soviets decided, nah, I don't think so. We're going to give you democracy, Soviet style or American style. First thing we're going to do is kill a bunch of your people. We created Osama bin Laden. We created Manuel Noriega. We created Saddam Hussein. And it just irritates the living hell out of me that because we create these people, and then all of a sudden find them no longer useful, and they all of a sudden find us no longer useful, but they become the demon. Oh, this dirty son of a bitch, Osama bin Laden. Yeah? No wonder.
This means war!
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Brooks Pharmacy, Eckerd Pharmacy, and other fine stores.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Vacuuming isn't just about extending the life of your carpets. It's about creating a healthier home environment. That's one reason why 50,000 hotels and millions of people insist on my hypoallergenic 8-pound Auric XL. Try my hypoallergenic Auric XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because a clean home is a healthier home.
We'll be right back.
First, let me reiterate. My focus is bringing Al-Qaeda to justice and saying to the host government, if you cough him up and his people today, that we reconsider what we're doing to your country.
Jesus Christ, if that doesn't sound like Hitler, you tell me what does. We'll reconsider what we're doing to your country and your children and your women and your men and your old people and your buildings and your bridges and your water systems and your electric grids. All you have to do is cough this son of a bitch up and we'll stop the killing and the bombing. Har, har, har. Thanks to our crew tonight. The program was engineered in New York City by Justin Yuen and resident rock star Jason Isaac. Also, Zach Marsh assisted. Thanks, guys. Dee Neal is our associate producer. She maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy and also handles your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com. Thanks, folks. Ben Birch archives this program at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Check it out. Send him a few bucks. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Gary is calling from New York. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much.
Sure.
So I wanted to comment on your previous caller who was reporting that Chris Matthews compared Osama bin Laden to Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Which is outrageous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm reading on Democratic Underground that later this evening, Joe Scarborough, also on MSNBC, owned by General Electric,
right,
compared Osama bin Laden's remarks to several Democratic leaders.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're kidding
like
me.
Like Ted Kennedy, John Kerry.
I hate these bastards.
Russia.
I hate these people. Jesus, Gary, I hate them.
So my suggestion is that rather than complain to these two shows, which we're free to do, we should write in to Keith Olbermann, somebody also on MSNBC that we like.
Right.
He has a segment called Worst Person in America,
yeah,
or Worst Person in the World.
But he can't do that. He can't do, his network would not allow him to do Scarborough or Tweety Bird.
I know, but it would be great. I just imagine, if you will, Worst Person in the World, Osama bin Laden. Worser person in the world, Chris Matthews. Worstest person in the world, Joe Scarborough.
Well, you're right on, and you certainly get no argument from me. But come on, you know as well as I do. That's
I know his leash is too tight.
I don't think his leash is tight. I think they've given Keith Olbermann an awful lot of leeway when you consider who owns the program, who owns the network. That Olbermann's program is on, but I think it's just
the professionalism.
Professionalism factors in there. I don't think Olbermann would attack somebody on his own network. Look who he hands off to every night. What's your name?
The testicles descending.
What's your name?
You're talking about Rita Cosby.
Rita.
Rita Cosby, right?
And I'm going to have to put out a search party for you in New York next time.
and
we'll find you, I promise.
Olbermann does this every night, hands off to Rita Cosby. So he's got a lot of class. He is a class act. But I hear what you're saying. It would be wonderful. I'd love to see it. It would be one of those magic moments in television, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Maybe they'll do it on SNL.
Maybe they will. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Appreciate you checking in.
Did you see they tried to kidnap me tonight? It was scary. I was getting hungry. Mm. Went almost 4 hours without a donut. Must be terrible in Iraq. I can't imagine how they feel. No Krispy Kreme. Probably not even a Starbucks.
All right. Stefan is calling from Denver. Stefan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I am just a first-time caller, so I'm a little nervous. But
listen, I don't want to freak you out, but with first-time callers, sometimes we send an electric charge through your telephone, and it goes right up into your ear and fries part of your brain. So just be, all right?
I'll be careful.
Okay.
Well, I want to let you know that when you announced first that you were going to start reading 1984, I just about, you know, fell over with excitement, and I just thought it was the best thing ever. And real quickly, it also inspired me to write a brief, very, very brief and wonderful poem. And it relates exactly to what
are you
going to
share it with us right now?
I would love to.
Well, you got 30 seconds.
Okay. The stomach is full. The mind is starved. Truths are few and lies are large. The bread is sweet and the knowledge is easy. The senses rest while our freedom is leaving. The circus has lights. Bread is there too. Travel not needed. It comes to you. While memories fade, the past is removed. Facts thus remade, fools then refooled. The circus is large and made of tents, yet now it shakes, quakes, and splits. Some can be seen behind the curtains, despotic and cruel they are for certain. They appear quickly into plain sight, the sound turned up, the lights made bright. And that poem is actually in reference.
Yeah. Hello? Stefan? Stefan! Are you there? Okay, I thought we lost you. Okay, go ahead. That poem is in reference to what?
How an ancient...
Oh, no. Stefan, you're fading in and fading out. You're gone now. Ah, Stefan. Ah, damn. That's right. I was starting to reach for the ice pick.
Actually, Mike, I think that was the first time caller zapper.
Is that what it was?
Wonder how that made him feel. We'll send out a party for you. We'll find you. I promise.
All right. Listen, I got to go, okay? I have to get this producer home. She's kind of losing it tonight. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. However you did that, we'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Promise. take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh, vacation.
Fees apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.